This is What You Said podcast. My name is Miss Tavy, and I rebranded my podcast for 2024. So if you are here, it's only because you want to hear some real stuff. Because here we talk about real life situations and ways to elevate and grow from the situations that we went through. There's no sugarcoating, no beating around the bush, none of that. No, we talk about real stuff, real life, real situations. And then we reflect on how to grow and how to elevate, not be stagnant. So again, welcome and thank you.
I might ruffle a couple feathers on this one. And to be honest, I don't really care. But this is my story, so I could talk about it. So there's not, you know, ain't shit. Like, what the fuck you gonna say? So anyways, I hear a lot of fellas say that women don't want to be bothered with men if they ain't got no money. I mean, to a certain extent, that shit is kind of true. I mean, it really is. Because who the fuck want to be with somebody who broke? I mean, just be honest. Like, be honest with yourself. You as a man wouldn't want to be with a broke female. So why would you expect for a broke... I mean, why would you expect for a female to want to be with a broke man? Like, it don't... Make it make sense. You know? Like, seriously. But anyways, let me tell you. When I first met my ex-husband, that nigga, he had a job, I had a job. But I think he was just making like part-time, he was doing part-time work. So, and then he had no bills, so it really didn't matter to him, you know what I'm saying? But when I came along with children and bills because I was working and I had kids. So, you know, kids already is a bill by itself. I can go into the details about how we got married and all that other shit, but you can catch that on another episode. But it was like, we didn't even, like, it. The shit was sad, because he didn't have no money for no wedding. He didn't have no money for no dress. He didn't have no money for a place. And his family, like, his grandma helped him with that. Just be honest, like, I have my own job. I've been working already. So I have my own job. I just didn't have my own crib because I was staying somewhere saving up some money. So I was staying with somebody trying to save some money until I got my own crib. He was staying with his people. When we called ourselves, was going to, you know, get together and do the whole getting married thing, you know. He had to get a real job, not no part-time shit. The whole time that I was with this nigga, we struggled. Let me elaborate on that. The whole time I was with this nigga, we struggled. It doesn't make any sense in the world that we struggled. He had a job, I had a job. Our bills was not that much. There was no fucking way we should have been struggling, but we were struggling every fucking month to pay something, light bill, the rent, something. It was, I just couldn't understand it. And now, here, let me be honest. The only reason why I wanted to get married is because I wanted to settle down. I wanted a partner. I wanted somebody to help me with this shit. We go 50-50 on this shit. Imagine what we can do together. You know what I'm saying? That was my mentality. Still was my mentality after me and him got a divorce. But I thought that if I found somebody, we could grind together, build together, whoop whoop. That shit didn't matter. It didn't matter at all. Why didn't it matter? Because this nigga had his own agenda. And again, I'm not even finna get all into that, but it definitely wasn't it was not a partnership. And me being a dumbass, I'm like, oh yeah, he the man, I'ma let him lead. This nigga ain't know the first thing about leading. Like, when I say, I'm not trying to bash him, and I hope if for whatever reason, if he ever listens to this episode, I hope he don't think I'm bashing him, because I'm really not. I'm just stating the shit, like, because I wasn't perfect either. I spent my money on food. I spent my money on food, weed. I spent my money on, food and weed. Yep, I did. And wine. That's what I spent my money on. But I still was able to manage to keep money to pay the bills. Like, I always tried to make sure the bills were paid. So him, being who he was, he spent his money on what he spent his money on. And it was porn. It was the shit on the internet to watch the girls play with themselves online. Shit we doing now. But OnlyFans wasn't out back then. So you have to go to the little website and pay like $39.99, and then for however long you stay on there with the bitch, you pay for those minutes. Like, that's the shit he was spending his money on. And you know, it didn't, the shit was crazy, because we put so much money into shit and people and tithes and offering, and then when it came time to need help, we were told that we could borrow the money, but we had to pay the money back from a church. And I just couldn't, from the life of me, understand that either. Because if I'm paying tithes and offering and sowing seeds and stuff, why? But whatever, that's another story for another time. So anyways, that was an epic fail. And before I go any further, I've been working since I was 15. My first job was Wendy's. I took my little cash, and I bought my little shit, and I want my little phone, paid my cell phone bill every month. Because my foster mom was okay with that. I gave her some little money on the side every time I got paid, and I took my money and did what the fuck I want with it. When you in foster care, you don't get no money. Because whatever money that they send to the foster parent, that's for them. And if they choose to spend that on you, they can. Now, they do give you an allowance. So I did get some type of a clothing allowance or some shit like that. But that wasn't enough. $100 a month, that was not enough. At least that's what I thought. So anyways, I am saying that to say that this was not, like, I wasn't new to this working shit. I wasn't new to paying bills. I had my own crib at fucking 18, 19 years old, paying bills. So this was not nothing new to me. I don't know if it was new to him. But long story short, the responsibility became too much for Berber. Because Berber, you know, if you go back and listen to my podcast or my other episodes, you know this nigga was still in love with his ex. So, damn, I had to deal with that for the 3 years that we was married and blah, blah, blah. And all through all of this, I still held the nigga down, still wanted to be with him. When he didn't have a job and he stayed at home, I was the one working. I'm the one trying to start the business. I'm the one taking my money and putting it. And see, this is the shit he didn't tell other people. And I don't give a fuck. Because what they thought was what they thought. But what I know is what I know. I took money and invested trying to buy this nigga equipment so he could start his own business, making flyers and shit, telling people about him painting and shit. That's my first, that was that marriage, that marriage that don't count. Man, that shit was stupid. Anyways. Yeah, so, and all in all, right, with that situation, with my first marriage, I was never with him because of money. Because the nigga didn't have any money. He didn't have any money. I was too busy trying to get us to make more money. So, you know, that was an epic fail. A very, very big epic fail. Because in the end of that, after trying to build all this shit with him, I lost all of it. the crib, 2 cars, all kinds of shit. Lost it all. So it's not even that. And I don't fault him for it. I fault myself for it because I allowed myself to be connected to someone who was not ready for the responsibility and couldn't handle it. And I knew better. But that was me, a single mother, trying to find somebody to build with. So I ain't got to do this shit by myself. Crazy how that shit works, right? So let's go into the second one. Because this is over a 10 years course. Like I got married 2013. I lost all the shit in like 2016, Christmas 2016. Lost all my shit. Staying in the hotel come New Year's of 2017. 2017 hits. I'm like, yeah, I'm finna get my shit together. I have to go back and start staying with somebody else with my 2 kids. In a one-bedroom apartment with somebody. And I was okay with that because I'm like, shit, I'm finna hustle and grind to get this money. Now, mind y'all, I'm still working. Even if I'm working for a bum-ass company, I'm still working because this bum-ass company wasn't paying me shit. But wanted me to do double work. Like, I ain't even finna get into that one. That was some bum-ass shit. But whatever. Met this nigga while working, and I was like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, he seemed like he could be cool. Let's see how this goes. The nigga started, you know, being sweet on me and shit. I'm like, alright, cool. We finna try to establish a friendship. Now, before I even go any further, I'm not trying to dog out my ex-boyfriend either. Because he has some good days. Majority of the times, he has some good days. But I'm not going to dog him out. Like, what I'm saying is not to dog him out. And it's not to take away from whatever. Alright? So, dude had a car, and in my mind, I was like, all I need is a nigga that got a car so I can get around Charlotte. That's what I said. Found a nigga with a car. Because I'm a hustler. I'm going to get to the bag, so all I needed was somebody with a car so I can get around. And it made it a lot easier that I didn't have to totally, like, depend on anybody. Like, I could just go as I want to, and my kids were somewhere safe. I see them every day. Like, I was good. Homeless, but I was good. This nigga had a car that he had to put the, now this is some fucked up shit, because I know the nigga was getting paid good, so this is shit that drove me crazy. Nigga had a car that he had to take the jumping cables and hook them up to the battery and jump his car himself. I never seen no shit like that before in my life. So I was like, what kind of shit is that? Right? But I'm like, I need to drive his car because I need to go somewhere and have some business. I'm not ashamed to be doing this right here. I took my own money and went and got that shit fixed for that nigga. Spent bread on him the first. He gave me, when he met me, he gave me, I think $40, $20 to go get something. And I got it for him. But, like, when it came down to who spent money on who, I spent money on him. Because that was his car. Although I was going to benefit from it, it was his car. All right. So, we got that. I'm like, I guess he was like, okay, cool. We're going to take this one day at a time. Me and him got a hotel. We started staying at the hotel, working, paying for the rooms. I was not going to let him do it by himself. But all I needed was a partner, like, really. And I thought that's what I had. And for a minute, we was good. And then shit just started, I don't know, like, shit just seemed different. So shit was just, I don't know. Like, for him, he never held a real job. He worked through temp agencies. And I was like, okay, as long as you get into that money, I guess we okay with that. But then I wanted to go and say, let's go get a crib together. And so that's what we did. We ended up getting one crib together. We stayed there. I don't even know how the fuck we were struggling in that, because he was barely working, but I was working. And then I started working from home, and he went back out working, doing whatever kind of little odd jobs that he could. He wasn't really making no money. I say that to say I wasn't with him for the money, because the nigga ain't had no money. He didn't have no money. Okay? He had a little bit of money. That's it. He had a little bit of money. He knew how to go out here and make some money. But here's the trick part about that shit. I didn't know the nigga was addicted to crack. So, I'm finna go into this real quick. I was with this dude for 5 years. Four and a half years. I think my lights got cut off maybe once or twice. Maybe three times. We would go without food, though. Like, we would have to struggle up for food and other shit. I still couldn't understand why we were struggling. If he was working and I was working, I just didn't see how the fuck was we struggling. Because, again, the only thing I spend my money on is weed and food. Real talk. And my kids. Like, I'm going to spend money on them, make sure they eat. I'm going to spend money on food because I'm going to eat. I'm being dead ass serious. Like, I just don't understand how we were still struggling if both of us were working. The shit was stupid to me. And I'm out here busting my ass doing Uber and a side hustle. I'm doing this and I'm doing that, trying to do two jobs at one time. And that's how we met. Like, when we met and we decided that we was going to get our first crib, I had two gigs, he had two gigs. We got the crib, got comfortable. He lost his gigs, I found new gigs. When I found a new gig, he started going back to the temp. When he started doing temp, I don't know, shit was just, it's just, he was out here just doing ratchet shit. What is it, scrap metal? I guess that's what that shit called, when you go and pick up copper and metal and go take it and see how much you can get. But I will say this, he came home with some money all the time. So I never knocked him for it. I just couldn't understand how the fuck we were still struggling if we both had a job. Yeah. Anyways, I don't understand why people say, what makes y'all want to say a woman don't want to be with a woman only fuck with a man when he got money? I mean, what the fuck do y'all expect? And I say it again, like, if you a man, you ain't gonna want to fuck with no broke ass woman, right? And so why would you expect for a woman to want to fuck with a broke ass man? Like, that shit doesn't even make any sense. And 9 times out of 10, motherfuckers don't got the hustle anymore. They don't got the ambition. They don't even got the get up to fucking go do anything. They just want somebody to take care of them. That shit's stupid to me. Like, get up and do something. The fuck? I don't know. I think this shit funny as fuck to me that we quick to say that shit. But nobody has a solution to the fucking problem. Bitch, I got bills. I pay bills. And no, I'm not saying I want a nigga for his money, because I don't. I can get to my own bag. But don't bring your ass over here thinking you just gonna get some pussy and just be done. No. So I'm just gonna give you my time. I'm gonna give you my cooch. I'm gonna give you all this energy. And then if I need something, I can't even fucking call on you. That should be the same way for dudes. You should not be giving her your dick. You should not be giving her your time. You should not be giving her your energy if you can't call her when you need somebody to fucking talk to, or you need somebody to do something. I just don't. That's my train of thought with that. Like, I don't see no way around that. If I can't call on you when I need you, if I can't call on you, what the fuck is we doing? And a lot of times, if you notice, a woman will go hard in the paint for a dude that she know gonna have, you know, she know he gonna have her back, versus a nigga that's just finna come fuck and be done. Like, what are we doing here? What the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing? If I know you got my back, and if I know that if something falls short, I can be like, well, maybe can you help me out? And I got you back or some shit like that. Like, I don't see no other way around it. But I will say that society and social media and ignorant folks, it's all fucked up. This shit is all fucked up in the game. Because now people come with hidden agendas. Like, I'm going to tell y'all this one. This was 2016, right after me and my ex-husband separated. I met this dude. He said he was from New York. Now, first of all, that nigga ain't had not a job or nothing. But I guess because of the shit that I was going through with my ex-husband, I let the nigga come in my crib and chill, and he ended up moving in. Now, this nigga ain't want to do shit. He was a pretty boy. He wasn't finna go outside and do no hard work. And he had every fucking opportunity. Like, every fucking opportunity. Wouldn't go do it. And here I am still dealing with it, because I'm like, well, maybe, you know, I'll show him this and then he'll go do that. Like, if I show him I'm a go-getter, then he'll see what type of chick he's dealing with. And he'll do this, that, and the third. Stupid. This is the dumbest way to fucking think. If motherfuckers be out here thinking because you got potential that that's just okay. No. Just because you got potential, that shit is not okay. You need some type of get up. Some type of something, bitch. Show me something. It's getting tough out here, bro. At this point, a woman who's paying her own fucking bills, we don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. But don't come over here broke. The fuck? If I need you for something, I might not ever need you for something. But if I do, I need to know for sure that I can call on you. If I can't, then why the fuck is we fucking? Why is you even conversating with me? Why do we even have each other's phone number? Like, you know what I'm saying? I could be wrong for that thinking. I could be. But you could also be with a motherfucker who got a whole bunch of money and that nigga treat you like trash. And you know, I like to play the devil's advocate. So what if you did get with a nigga that got a whole bunch of money? I had a baby daddy that used to get a lot of money. That nigga was always in the streets. He was never home, never got any attention. He's fucking all these bitches, gone for days at a time. But he got the money. He got to the money. And he didn't get to the money for me. He got to the money because he liked flashy shit. He liked the cars and the shoes and the jewelry and the clothes. So I was still making my own money. Because what happened when that nigga go to jail? What happened when that nigga go to jail? And that's exactly what happened. He went to jail, got 15 years, got killed in prison. All because of that flashy shit, that fast money. So, you know, vice versa, that shit go both ways. That shit go both fucking ways. The point of this is, bitch, get your own money. First of all, number one. And number two, niggas, shut up. Talking about a female. Oh, these females only want a nigga with it for his money. Bro, we get tired. Niggas get tired of struggling. Fuck out of here. I refuse to be with another fucking person and have to struggle. If I'm a struggle, bitch, I struggle by my goddamn self. Ain't that much love in the fucking world. I'm sorry. Love don't pay no fucking bills. The fuck? We still gotta live. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the butt end of that shit. Like, I'm being honest. I don't know no other way how to say that. Fuck all that other shit you talking about. If I gotta struggle, I'd rather struggle by myself. Because what the fuck are you doing here? Like, seriously. And then especially to have to be a single mother and have to struggle. And then you got to hear stupid people say, oh, well, you chose that. You chose that lifestyle. You chose to be like that. You should make better decisions on the niggas that you choose. Shut the fuck up. I'm so tired of hearing that shit, too. I'm really tired of hearing that one. That's the one. That's the kicker. Because, yeah, that might be true. But just like everybody has this representation that there's somebody that they're really not until the true self comes out, like, fuck out of here. Because not everybody is coming in their true form. None of y'all. Not now, none of y'all. No. So the bullshit that come out of people's mouth is funny to me. And it's that double standard shit. On both sides, men and women. This shit whack. This shit is real whack, bro. Yeah, but anyways, I had to say that to say that, like, just like all men ain't the same, all women ain't the same. Like, all of us don't really give a fuck about a man with his money. I'm glad you get to the money. Because don't bring your broke ass over here. Simple shit. And the same thing with me. I'm not finna go to no nigga if I'm broke as fuck. I don't even feel like we can't even do it if I'm broke. What the fuck is you talking about? Like, you wanna hang out? Nah. I ain't gonna tell you why, that's why I don't want to hang out, but I damn sure don't want to hang out if a bitch broke. And I know I got bills to pay. Fuck out of here. I'm trying to figure out how to make some money. And also, I think it's important that people learn how to be skilled, learn how to be, have skill sets. Like, learn different shit so you can have different revenues of money. So you don't just gotta sell dope to make money. You can fucking go cut grass, build houses, build something, do something. Like, you have different revenues of how to make money. That's just very important, because if you are skilled, if you have skill sets and you know how to do certain things, you can never go without money. Like, if I stop doing customer service right now, bitch, I'm getting in this truck and I'm finna go make some fucking deliveries. I'm finna get up here and promote that I know how to make websites and flyers. I'm finna go fucking, like, I know how to do different shit. Motherfuckers be lazy as fuck, expect the world to be given to them. No, bitch, that's not how it works. Like, get off your ass and do something. But anyways, I said that all to say, shut the fuck up. That's what I said. Shut up. Just shut up. That's it. Worry about yourself. Shut up. Women only want to be with men if they got money down there. No. No. And maybe y'all need to have a talk with some of y'all fellow men, because half of them don't know how to talk to a female. The other half don't know how to love themselves, so they can't love a female. And then the other ones is struggling with their sexuality because they like playing in booty holes. Let's be honest. So, whatever. Same thing, like these females. These females, half of these females don't know what the fuck they want. Some of them want a nigga to take care of them. They want a street nigga, but they scared of their street life. They want a collar, a blue collar nigga, but they can't even get their shit together to get up there to get to a blue collar nigga. Baby daddies. Some of them want their baby daddies back. Like, it's on both sides. It really is. And I think that if people just take the time out and just focus on themselves and love themselves more and stop worrying about the next bitch or the next nigga, it might be a much better place to live in. I'm staring off topic. I really am. Really staring off topic. I just wanted to say my little piece about that because I've dealt with broke niggas. I've dealt with homeless niggas that I didn't know was homeless. How you ain't know a nigga homeless, they say. Cause just like bitches lie, niggas be lying. These niggas will lie they ass off. If they want something bad enough, they gonna lie to get to it. And it's just that simple. Same thing for some of these bitches out here. Or some of these people, I shouldn't call them bitches. I'm sorry. We stop calling them bitches because that's not nice. Some of these females out here, they lie to get to what the fuck they want. So I know the nigga was homeless. I know the nigga was homeless, but he was homeless. And I dealt with his ass because I didn't want to be alone. This was what? 2016. Homeless nigga. And now I'm okay with being alone because I'd rather just deal with my own bullshit than have to deal with mine and yours and your baby mamas and your ex-girlfriend and your side nigga because you got a dude on the side because you I know that's like a worst case scenario type situation. But shit be going down like that for real, man. This shit crazy out here. Y'all be safe. For real. Be fucking safe. Be safe. Be cautious. Be safe. Like literally, I just met a dude. What's this? August? I just met a dude. July. Yeah, June, July. A good young dude. He like 30, 32. Receding hairline and shit. Nigga is gay. Or he battling with it. And my thing is, you gonna ask me how I know that? How do you know that? First of all, I'm 37. About to be 38. I have literally been hanging out with the LGBTQ community when I was in college. Drag shows. You see some of the straightest looking dudes. They're gay as fuck. You know them when you see them. You hear them talk. You see how they move. And let's put cake on it. Let's put some icing on that cake. And if they constantly talking about dudes being on the DL and da-da-da-da-da and complaining about females all the time, nigga, you gay. You like boys, and it's okay. But anyways, y'all be careful out here because they out here bad, all of them. They lying. They fucking lying. You just gotta be careful. Not everybody lies. But majority of these motherfuckers be lying. Majority of these motherfuckers be lying. I swear they do. I just don't. It's so hard to believe the shit that come out of people's mouth nowadays because motherfuckers lie so bad. And you could be telling them the truth and they still gonna lie to you. That's why I just say be careful out here. Be careful. Be fucking careful. Be aware. Be careful. Be true to yourself because when you're true to yourself, it really don't matter if a motherfucker lie to you or not. You'll know. And because that shit, it should start showing. Like, they start showing. They true colors. And you'll see the shit. Yup. Yeah, I just gotta be careful. And I think a lot of this shit just, it's these, we gotta unlearn a lot of these fucking behaviors. All this toxic shit that motherfuckers think is cute. It's not fucking cute no more. And it's okay to be toxic in your 20s, because bitch, you don't know no better. But once you get past them 25s and going up to them 30s, bro, you gotta start learning these lessons and growing the fuck up. Like, what the fuck? Niggas be 40, 50, 60 still playing the same fucking games, lying and shit. And wonder why these fucking people on Snap and going to jail for killing, because you playing games. And it shouldn't even get to that point. It shouldn't, but it does. Because motherfuckers lie too much. It's sad. Really fucking sad. But you know what? That's why I say you just gotta be true to yourself. You have to, you gotta know to, without a shadow of doubt, that you are who you are, regardless of who come or goes. And it's okay to grow, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to grow. You're supposed to elevate. You're not supposed to stay stagnant. Like, I don't elevate, grow, until you can't grow no more. Like, motherfuckers be 90 years old, still learning some shit. But I'm going to go ahead and I could talk about some shit. But I'm going to go ahead and leave this one alone. I just had to say that really people should really stop saying that, because you don't want to be with nobody broke. So you shouldn't expect for somebody to be with somebody who broke and ain't got no type of ambition or nothing going for them. You shouldn't want to be with nobody like that. And if you do, then, I mean, don't complain about it. You know? If you do want to be with somebody like that, if you don't want to grow, then go be with somebody else that don't want to grow. But don't bring your ass over here to me when I'm trying to elevate and I'm trying to grow and I'm trying to be prosperous and your stagnant ass is complaining. She trying to do too much, or he trying to do too much. No, bitch. Maybe that person is not okay with being mediocre. Maybe they want something else. Maybe they dream to something bigger. And you can't be mad about that shit. Either step your game up or move the fuck out the way. Simple shit. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for listening.